Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, July the 14th, 2026. 7:14:26. How about that? Almost halfway through the month of July. 12 minutes past the hour. Flock cameras and the big kerfluffle last night at City Council, the subject this morning. Phone lines are open if anybody'd like to call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It was an interesting conversation. It was certainly an interesting meeting. And I think last night, if you were interested in local politics, or you were interested in local, how local legislation happens or can happen, last night was a good example of that. And for a council that everybody believes is in lockstep, last night certainly was not a lockstep council by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm not sure where a lot of people fall on this issue, like Bill Dichtel. I'm not sure where he falls on this. So here we are. I'm not sure where Mrs. Larkin falls on this. I'm not sure where Sean Barr falls on this, because we have not heard from them. So maybe we will as time goes on. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Hey, that thing with Thad Smith was caught you off guard, didn't it?
Well, you know what? He's been, really since the beginning of the year, I thought he's been voting in a different direction. But that was big last night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it caught me by surprise. I mean, not the conversation so much, but just, I mean, big balls for Thad, really. I mean, that was a bold move. And then there was pushback. And he held his own. I mean, he was ready for the pushback, and that showed that, you know, he did his homework. And so I just want to really, you know, I want to say a big shout out to Thad. I want to say a big shout out to Nathan Stevenson. Like, wow. And Aaron Rollins, always, you know, he's always on point. I think, you know, with this flock camera thing, you know, an important thing that seems some people seem to miss, or I think they miss, is people keep saying that they're, you know, if you're not breaking the law, if you're not doing anything wrong, what are you worried about? And I think it's important to worry about, you know, where the whole Constitution and the thought of the Constitution and where all of that came from. I mean, you know, when our founding fathers, we primarily broke away from Great Britain, and it was ran by a monarchy, a king, and the people had no rights. The people, you know, if the king's men wanted to come into your house and search, they came in and searched. If they wanted to take this away or that away, they took it away, because you were living on the king's land, and you were lucky to be there. You were privileged to be there. And when we broke away, They formed the Constitution to give the people rights that they'd never had in any other situation, any other country of the world. And they took the rights, and so the Constitution isn't there to make a strong government, a strong king, or anything like that. It's for the strong people. So, I mean, that's why I kind of got up with the City Council last night and reminded Mr. Smith, Ralph Smith, you know, who's a war veteran, or, I mean, a military veteran. I don't know if he was in the war or not. But, you know, and people say that all the time. If you're not breaking the law, if you're not doing anything wrong, you know, what are you worried about? Well, you need to worry about, you just don't give your rights away. I mean, as I said, if you're not doing anything wrong, why don't we just let them pull everybody over and search our vehicles? Do we want that? Do we want people? Do we want them just showing up our house and say there's a kidnapping and it would just happen? You know, probably the best thing. thing you do, if you just start searching every house, you go door to door and you search every house, boy, you're probably going to have a real good chance of finding that. And that would be a very good thing, wouldn't it?
Well,
find a kidnapped person. Wow.
Well, here's the thing, and here's why I think, because there are certain things. I find this flock camera conversation interesting because I believe it exposes a lot of other things. Because I a while back I kept thinking, I wonder why this is always the argument against flock cameras, that if I'm not doing anything wrong, what do I care? And here's why I think that's the argument. Because the technology increase that we have seen, technology increases we have seen for police officers have been tremendous in the last 20 to 30 years. And one of those tremendous increases is body cameras. And now, I've never heard anybody say they were against body cameras for police officers, because a lot of those body cameras show in cases, in instances, that police officers are not doing the right thing. Now, I'm sure a lot of police officers would say, this is an invasion of what I do. Why do I need this? Police officers 40 years ago weren't wearing body cams. Why do I need to wear a body camera? Now, nobody ever says to them, well, you know, they've got rights, and they shouldn't have to wear those body cameras. They want them wearing those body cameras, and they want those turned on all the time. So I think that's the problem here, is that drones, nobody's saying they don't want the police officers to use drones. Helicopters. I mean, we had a helicopter with the Marion Sheriff's Department. Back in the 1970s had a helicopter. I don't remember anybody saying, don't use the helicopter to try to stop crime or help crime.
Scott, you got to be careful with those concrete terms, you know. When you say nobody, nobody's saying anything about drones. There's a lot of people saying
I guess not to the degree of the flock cameras.
Well, I get it, but we get into this habit sometimes of, and I heard this said last night about, you know, well, there's Ring cameras everywhere. Okay, well, there are Ring cameras and there's Blink cameras, and I've got a ton of them, but the police don't have access to them. You can give them access to them, but they don't have automatic access that they can relay to another vehicle and track you in real time.
That's
like
true.
I said, there's always going to be good and bad. There's always going to be pros and cons to everything, but we got to be careful of this attitude of, well, you know, there's cameras everywhere, so, oh, well. Mr. Keith McDonald said, you know what, at some point, it's going to be like this.
Right.
I think he hopes it will. I'm saying, as a member of the public, we need to take his words, and I'm not picking on him, I'm just saying we need to take those words and say, you know what, it will be like that if we sit down and we take it. We need to stand up. We are a country that's by and for the people. But we've gotten so used to that our vote doesn't count. It doesn't matter if we get involved in politics, or it doesn't, you know, what's the big deal? They're going to do what they do. I mean, last night was a prime example. There was other things that took place last night. You know, other people brought up issues in their lives, and that's good too, because they're bringing things to the forefront. They're letting these administration, they're letting these public servants. Here's the big thing: they're public servants. You know, why is it? I mean, like you said with the body cams. You know, as I said, got up and said to the council last night, okay, so let's have this. I didn't hear any of them respond to me, but how about if all the public servants, the chief, the mayor, all of them, they had to wear body cameras all day long?
Well, let me ask you.
They had to have cameras in their offices, and I presented it. I looked right at, you know, the mayor. Do you want these in? I didn't see him shaking his head or anybody saying, well, yeah, I see your point there.
Right, but I guess, let's say flock cameras would go away in Marion. Now, should body cameras go away?
No.
Now, see, I think that's where the and I'm not saying me, but I think this is where the hypocritical nature comes in of a lot of this stuff, because I think what the police are saying, and I'm not a spokesperson for the police department, but I think what they are saying is technology has allowed us new advances to help fight crimes, just like the internet has helped them.
Okay, but public servants are given a job. They are given weapons. They are given technology. We have to control them. They don't get the same rights as the public in general. They are held to a higher standard, and they're public servants, and they're in the service of the public. So if there's even a fraction of any argument that it's okay to surveil, I'm not against, all the Ring cameras we have and all that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you get rid of it, but I said we have to rein it in. But as far as the government, I'm not saying that the police and all of that shouldn't have it. I absolutely think they should, because there's not a day goes by that I can't find you 20, 30, 40 cases of police misconduct that was brought to the forefront because of, and only because of, body camera, or was confirmed with body camera. That's why you need it. So as I say, the argument's going to be with flock cameras. As I said, well, you know what? As Mr. McDonald brought up, he said, we have this case and this other case. It's the same two cases he keeps bringing up, and they are good things. Absolutely. I'm not trying to take away from that. But because you had two good things come from it, do you give your rights away on a whole?
Well, no, but
you have
to
weigh the balance of that.
But I do think he needs to bring a list of, since the flock cameras were installed, how has this helped? How many times? And let's see a list of that. And I also think that the argument that I'm coming back to is the argument that, people are giving away their Fourth Amendment rights. Because here's the issue. And I understand why people don't like the argument of, if I'm not doing anything wrong, what do I care? I don't think people are saying, you can come into my home. I don't think people are saying that you should surveil me. Right. But to our knowledge, with what's going on here in Marion, and that's all we can do here on a legislative level, people travel other places, until there's evidence to show that that's what they're doing, I think that's why people make that argument is, are you okay to have your license plate read when you are speeding or run a red light? Well, people, I don't think, are against that. They're against the further...
A lot of people are against that. That's why they're gone.
Well,
there's a lot of communities. That's a huge issue, Scott. It was huge around Columbus and around the state, and that's why they disappeared for the most part.
But, aren't we then saying that, yes, people who are breaking the law, they can do it. We just don't want to use that technology to find it.
There's no perfect solution, and sometimes you have to protect your rights at the expense of sometimes, a criminal's going to get away with something.
Well,
there is no perfect solution, and unfortunately, we find out, too, plenty of times people go to prison for years and years and years in life, and like the guy just got released for 39 years from prison, and there's no shortage of those stories where they were wrongly in prison.
But what if a flock camera could show that person who got sent to prison was nowhere near the vicinity when the person was murdered?
What if we would maybe that guy was in prison for kidnapping some kid and blah, 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 and I'm not making light of it by saying blah, 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 but maybe, if we had just searched every house, if we'd have busted in the doors in every house in a 5-block area, and then we'd have found that kid where he really was, and all this, that, and the other. You see what I'm saying?
Right, but I see...
Good can come from if we go to a police state.
Well,
can be said, and it can be argued, if we go to a total police state, and I'm talking in extremes, of course, but if we go to... So where I'm going with that is the argument can always be made.
Right, but...
How much good has to be done, and what is... I'm not saying I'm right or wrong, and I think the greatest thing that happened last night is it spurs the conversation. We're having this conversation now. Other people are having this conversation everywhere. And just by that, if nothing more, it gets the juices flowing. It gets people thinking. I had multiple conversations last night with other people about voting, about getting involved in politics. And they said, well, I never knew all this, that, and the other. It's good.
Absolutely, and I that's why I say more people should show up to the meetings. But I think where things got lost last night, I think Thad Smith made the exact right point for his argument, that he was talking exactly about surveillance. And in his note, he even said that I don't think that our police department is using it for that purpose, but it worries me. But when Nathan Stevenson read his prepared statement, I mean, he had everything in there from police state to drones and this, that, and the other. Well, that's not where we are here. And I think, as you say, extremes.
And he doesn't want to get there.
No, but but you can't go to an extreme that we're not at to make your point about what we do have now. Because when we lose police officers and when the police station is down officers and we can't police everything, we can't police e-bikes, we can't do this, do we have the manpower to do that? Now, people will jump all over the police department for that. And they'll say, well, why is this? Why can't we do this? But when they try to get tools to help them with that, people don't want that.
You're never going to make everybody happy, Scott. You're never going to have everybody happy about this. That's why we have two parties. And if every Democrat was killed in a plane crash somehow, you know, you'd have one Republican party. Within 6 months, you'd have two Republican parties. You know that. Because they wouldn't agree with each other anymore.
But I'm not even sure this issue is Republican-Democrat, because
I'm just using the example is that you're never going to have everybody on one side or the other. You're always going to have debate. You're always going to have, and you need to have debate, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think that's what that was, and that's why I'm not sure why the vote was pulled back last night. I'm not quite sure why it didn't happen.
It just caught everybody by surprise, to me. And you know, as I said, I think you bring up about Nathan Stevenson, you know, he had a good presentation. I don't know if him and Thad had any communication or prior, you know, planning of this, but Mr. Stevenson's obviously looking into this and is educating himself about this.
But you know,
what I noticed is that, and I don't know if it was after, I think it was after that, that Mr. Chief McDonald spoke. But Chief McDonald was the only one who had any argument after Mr. Stevenson presented all his stuff.
Right. But you know what
I
noticed?
I guess what I would say is where I'm going with that is the conversation needs to take place. And from my point of view, I've yet to really hear from the chief's side him even admit that there's any chance that people can do this or that or it can be. You know, see, here's my thing. When I see people have conversations on both sides of an issue, and they say, you know what, I hear your point, and you're right, that can be done, this, but it's always like, nope, can't happen, nope. And then the chief always brings up the two cases. I would think, and I've said this before, if I was really trying to defend this, and this has been a hot topic for a while, I know I've talked about it on your show multiple times over the last couple months. So and I know the chief listens to this or hears about it and all that. If you really cared about the situation and you really cared about educating the people, and I've said this, I would have a whole list of cases prepared to be able to say, you know what, I've got, you know, here's 35 cases. And you know what? Maybe you'll sway Phil Townsend. I'm open to listening.
Well,
but I don't hear anything from them saying, you know what? You're right. It can be abused, or it could this happen. And you're right. You know what? It did happen like that in those counties, and here's what happened. They just deny. They just nope. That's not like that. Well, and I don't trust people that just, you know, nothing is perfect.
Well, I guess
even if I'm a part of the organization and I think it's all a great organization, I guarantee you that organization is not perfect, and we all have to look at our inner workings to make sure we're always holding up the standard of excellence that we want to hold up.
Right, but here's the problem that I believe is going to happen during next week's legislative codes meeting. And this is something people should pay attention to last night if they go back and listen to that meeting. Thad Smith brought this up. He's the first person to talk about it. As I just said, when he gave the speech about making the motion, and he gave his prepared speech to say, I'm worried about surveillance. I don't think our local police department is doing this, but it does bother me. When he was done speaking, what did you hear in the room? Silence. Okay, because he was making a logical argument. When Nathan Stevenson took it to the extreme in his prepared statement of drones and police state and COVID, I mean, I don't even know where that came from in that conversation. When he took it to the extreme, what did you hear in that room? The loudest clapping that I have heard in there in years. Because what? Extremism gets a reaction. And if extremism in for things that are not proven in Marion, Ohio, is what comes to that legislative codes meeting next week, I can see why they'll dismiss it. Because that's not proof of anything going on here. That's, as Chief McDonald said, that's stuff people are reading on the internet. If they've got proof of it in Marion, show it.
So you think, what's your theory on the whole drone thing? Is just like total farce? It's like out of right field or left field?
No. I'm not saying it's out of left field, but I don't know that the Marion Police Department is using drones for anything, and I don't know that we're headed toward a police state because of flock cameras, and that was pretty much what Nathan said.
So at what point do you decide to get ahead of something to make sure it doesn't happen? This administration here in Marion, Ohio, at least, is reactive. They don't plan anything ahead. It's always an emergency. We're always going to suspend the three readings. Let's do this. And I think that was the problem with maybe Teresa Lubke's, you know, with this last night. I think what I heard her say, and as Naomi said, she's about process, and that's not a bad thing, you know, and I'm agreeing with you. I think it was a missed opportunity. That being said, I don't even know where I was going with that.
Well, no, but I know where you were going, but it's this point. It's that Thad's motion was to get rid of the flock cameras, but he was making it based upon logical evidence. He's saying, I don't know that the Marion Police Department is doing any of this. I have no evidence to that effect. But what I'm saying is, surveillance worries me. He's saying the same thing that Nathan is saying. He's just saying it without saying police state, drones, COVID, all these things that Nathan has no proof of. But what Nathan said drew one of the biggest applauses from the audience
I agree what you're saying. Everybody's about the lunatic fringe. You know that. It's
right.
Either a hard right or hard left.
Right,
I guarantee you the police, the Marion police and Marion County Sheriff are using drones. That's a fact.
Well, I think he should admit that.
If you think they're not, you're sadly mistaken, Scott.
Well, I mean,
drones are so big. I mean, the whole thing with Ukraine, the level of advancement that drones are taking at this moment, and you have the president's son just invested millions and billions of dollars into drone factories. It's huge. And if you think they're not, they're being used by the police everywhere.
Well,
do you think that Chief McDonald or Sheriff Bailey or any of them are going to come in unless they would absolutely have to? You think they're going to come in and just volunteer all of this information?
Somebody should ask them. They're right
drones.
There.
I mean, I think they'll admit they use drones. They'll admit they use drones.
Well, then that's going to be hard for Chief McDonald to keep saying that's not what we do.
He just said that. He just sat there and said it's going to happen. Maybe don't use them now, but I don't believe that. I don't think they got a whole system of them. I don't think they have a whole network of them yet, Scott. But again, we don't, as I was saying a minute ago, that, you know, this administration is very reactive instead of proactive. To me, it seems like you've got two young men here, or three with Aaron, that are trying to be proactive. Maybe I can see your point to some degree, that I guess you think that Mr. Stevenson's is like fear-mongering on some level. I took it more as he's just showing you where the technology is going, and if it's going that direction, it will go that direction. If we don't stop it.
And it could. And we'll see.
It will. And if we don't stop the erosion of our rights, we can't sit and wait until after we lose them, until after we've given them away. It's pretty damn hard to get any rights back after you've given them the control.
Well, and I say, it'll be interesting to see where this goes in the next couple weeks.
All right, hey, I just want to say real quick, too, on one last thing, is that, you know, and my issue wasn't so much, you know, with Dan Clark that he was talking down his nose, but he seems to get very angry. He seems to get very angry about the public communicating and want to have a conversation. He wanted to make this whole flock thing. It's like, well, this is a waste of time because we don't have any say. Well, the city sits inside the county, so they do have some say. And the law director, Mr. Russell, got up and said, yes. There are things that this city council can do and legislatively do in regard to flock cameras. And even after stating that, Mr. Clark was just visibly pissed. It's the same as Twyla Lang. You know, she was visibly pissed.
Well,
at Thad Smith about, you voted no this many times, and did.
Here we are.
Well, and as I said, you know, she's real quick to always jump on other people. I'm waiting for those people to jump on, you know, give her back. The finance stuff isn't my cup of tea. That's why I don't brush with that. That's not my thing. But, you know, I'm waiting for the people to hold her account. And I give all kinds of props. You know, again, Mr. Smith held his own against her.
He did.
She has the right as a citizen to speak, but again, you know, everybody wants to talk down their nose to each other. If you talk to me with respect and you talk with me with calm and you ask all the questions in the world, I want you to ask questions. To me, people who don't ask questions, I think there's something wrong. Even if you agree with everything I'm saying.
Yeah. No, questions are good and dialogue is always good. Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, it's an interesting conversation to have. And for whatever reason, the drone issue, well, I should say the flock camera issue, has become something that gets people charged up, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I guess in the end, what the people want is what the people will get. You definitely have council people up there right now who do not want to see these flock cameras in use. So here we are. I guess I was just trying to make the point that the argument of, if I'm not doing anything wrong, why do I care if we have flock cameras, is probably more based in the idea of, you know, we're not talking about people coming into people's homes and so on and so forth. I think maybe that's where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Spears, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Should we have the last 20 minutes of your show as a prayer meeting to ask God to have a shield of protection over Thaddeus Smith? He crossed the thin blue line, and they're going to be coming after him.
Well, what do you think happened last night? What do you make of Thad's performance?
Well, I'm very proud of Thad. He, as you have been saying, he approached the issue properly, didn't put anyone on the defensive, and the other 8 council members and council president failed him procedurally because Stevenson rescinded his second, and you cannot do that. A second is something you cannot rescind. A second is given so you can continue debate on a motion that's made. Only the person that made the motion can rescind the motion for business to stop.
Why didn't they take the vote last night?
I don't know. All I know is what happened through your guys' discussion today. I didn't watch the meeting. For what it sounds like, they didn't take a vote because whoever made the second rescinded the second, which is procedurally improper.
Yeah, that was what happened.
Okay, if that's what actually happened, then Thaddeus Smith's motion is still before council as business to be conducted.
And if he doesn't pull it, it should get a vote.
Yes, if the individual does not rescind their motion, it's still business on the floor of council. Now, if Thaddeus made the motion and everyone sat on their hands and no one made a second, then his motion would have died for a lack of second. Nowhere in Robert's rules or rules of council can you rescind a second. A second is only given to continue debate on business before council.
Well, that's very interesting because Thad made it a point to even say when the second was pulled, he said, "I am not rescinding my motion."
Correct. Now, if you play out how the evening went, from what I can gather from your guys' conversation, it sounded like they sent it to a committee without sending it to a committee through a proper vote?
I didn't hear a vote. I just heard that it was going to committee.
Okay. And if Thaddeus cannot fight his case that the motion is still on the floor because you can't rescind a second, he should argue. I believe he is the chair of municipal services. He should have flock cameras go through municipal services because flock cameras are a service.
Now, okay, the idea that these flock take me back because you were there. Did council vote to put these flock cameras up?
No.
Okay.
No. The only thing I could get through council, because I was one against the entire county, everyone was for these flock cameras. Now, how flock cameras came about, the county received a grant. I cannot remember the name of the grant, but Chief McDonald and Sheriff Bales decided that they would use $200,000 or $250,000 of that grant to purchase flock cameras. And since the sheriff received the grant and the sheriff has jurisdiction countywide, that's how the city got them. The only permission that the sheriff had to seek was through the police department, and the police department went through different places, different locations where they wanted to post these flock cameras or install these flock cameras to get permission to put them there. I believe they had to ask ODOT. There was some private property that they put them on. And Marmet actually purchased outside of the grant and funds outside of the grant, I want to say 7 or 13, I can't remember which, flock cameras. And these are mobile. Some of these are mobile flock cameras. So for them to say it's a static camera, technically, yes, that's true. It's static when it's installed, but some of the cameras that Marmot has, they're designed to be put in different locations at will.
Now, I have heard people say that Mayor Schertzer signed off on this. Is that true?
Yeah. So since any flock cameras that went on city-owned property, the mayor has to sign off on that. So that was the only permission given. Was the signature, and I believe it was Kathy Chaffin that signed it with Mark Russell giving permission, because Kathy Chaffin at that time served as the service director, and that kind of fell under her responsibilities to give permission to install black cameras on city property.
So what did go through council in regard to this?
What was a very weak oversight ordinance that basically said when the Flock Cameras contract expires, the police department must come back to council to ask to renew it and give a semi-annual report. And I believe in the, I cannot remember if it's in the ordinance or if it was spoken as a service that the police department would provide by Chief McDonald, that there will be any time the Flock cameras are used or what they're used for should be posted on the website. And I do not believe that ever happened. I know for a fact that the semi-annual report of their use has never happened. And the...
coming back to council.
That it never came back to council. Yeah, the report was supposed to be given to council, semi-annual report, plus when the contract expired, supposed to come back to council and ask to renew the contract. That didn't happen because I believe the county was awarded a new grant to continue the Flock Camera program.
So that being said, though, shouldn't when the county was awarded a new grant to continue the Flock Camera program, and however it happened, the city doesn't have to pay anything for these cameras, because of that
right.
ordinance, shouldn't there have been a vote to come back to council to say, do we want to continue this?
Yes. It's in the ordinance. For whatever reason, I can't remember the ordinance number, but
so
it's
then,
clearly written in the ordinance.
So then why does this even need to go back to legislation and codes when there's something from a previous council already there saying there needs to be a vote taken that never happened?
Because the people that want to keep the Flock cameras or any take away Flock cameras, anything in place, they prey on the ignorance of the people leading our city. And there's a new council. They don't know proper procedure. They probably aren't even aware of this ordinance. And the ones that want to keep the ordinance or the Flock cameras in place, they're not going to voluntarily say that there's an ordinance in place and we're supposed to be doing this.
Well, see, now that's a... People wouldn't like that, I don't think, if they heard it. But you know what's interesting last night? Okay, here's the thing. As near as anybody could tell, that might have passed last night. The motion, the vote, to get rid of these Flock cameras. Certainly, Thad Smith was on board for it. Certainly, Nathan Stevenson was on board for it. Aaron Rollins, I believe, was on board for it. And Kreider, I think, had said something about being on board for it. Now, the others didn't... Dan Clark is not for it. I don't think Ralph Smith was for it. But the others, who knows? Bill Dichtel wanted some kind of legislation to look at. He didn't say one way or another. And this was coming down to one vote now. Are you shocked
right.
that with this council... That your council, there was no vote, and you were the only one to vote against anything in regard to this, that now it's coming to almost 50-50.
Yes, that surprises me, and I think you're right, and I will go as far as to say that Pam Larkin would have supported removing them from the city.
Well, that's why I said I don't know why the vote did not get taken. I thought that was, if you are against the Flock cameras, you know, I don't know why that vote wasn't taken last night. I thought that was their best shot.
Yeah, that is their best shot, and it's still their best shot. And what Thaddeus should do is talk to a law director. I hope Thaddeus is listening. I may call him later today. Talk to the law director, speak with the council president, and remind them or tell them that a second cannot be rescinded. His business is still on council floor to remove Flock cameras. And while they're hashing that out, he has 2 weeks to get something on paper. That will satisfy Mr. Dichtel.
You know what was peculiar about that last night? Now Thaddeus's motion, more or less as a paraphrase, was to have all Flock cameras removed from the city by the administration. Okay, so if that is your motion, what legislation do you need? I mean, who's going to take them down? I was kind of confused. I mean, that seems like a pretty direct thing.
But some like to get hang people up on technicalities. So if they're not wanting this to go through, the next your next strategy is to confuse and to get people hung up and second guess themselves. So requesting a piece of paper to see something in writing, the legislation, that's a tactic to delay. And it worked.
Well, it didn't work on Thad, but it worked on Nathan.
No, and I will emphasize again that eight other council members failed Mr. Thaddeus Smith, and a huge failure falls on the shoulders of the council president for allowing a second to be rescinded when it cannot. Council should reconvene when it reconvenes and address the motion that Thaddeus Smith made.
So basically what you're saying is because of the way things went down last night, that a second cannot be rescinded, so it is what it is, and next time council would meet, regardless of what happens Monday night in committee meeting, that this vote should be taken.
Correct. And I don't even think that you can have a committee hearing something that's on council's that's before council. That is a rule. A committee can't have something in committee that's on council floor and vice versa.
Well, that's interesting. Now, we'll see. I'm glad you called in this morning because this is something that I think people need to know. Now, you're not for the flock cameras. Do you believe they're using these for nefarious reasons? Is there any proof of this locally?
So, I personally cannot point to any misuse locally at this moment. I've not dug into it to find it. What I look at is Marion County's population versus LA County population in California and the number of cameras. When flock cameras first came to Marion, I believe the grant paid for it was somewhere around in the 40s, 43, 45 cameras. LA County had 37. So a county with a population of millions versus a county with a population of 60,000-ish, why do we need more if it's not for surveillance purposes? Also, a county, what county is Bell Fountain in? Can't think of what county it is. Anyways, the police chief from Bell Fountain came up and argued the pros of having these flock cameras, and that county only had four, which makes sense. It's the so they can monitor who comes into their county. I would be accepting of Marion County reducing their flock cameras just to the entrances of the county. And that would reduce the numbers dramatically. There's no explanation other than surveillance to have a camera on the corner of State and Mark Street in the middle of the city. Who are you tracking? Who are you surveilling?
Well, and I think that's a point that's being made by a lot of people is why do we have so many of them?
Yes, and that's been my whole argument from the very beginning. If we would have went the way of what Bell Fountain does, they only have the entrances into their county covered by flocks, and I believe it was four, could have been six, but it was a single-digit number. Not as many cameras as Marion County. Like I said, at one point, Marion County had more cameras than L.A. County in California.
Well, since you've left council, what do you make in the last 6 months of what's been going on up there? Certainly has no longer been block voting. We've seen a lot of issues where things like this have happened.
Yeah, and now you guys are trying to say that the block voting has been broken up because people are finding their own minds and becoming independent. I think that's your guys' view, but my view of what's happening is they're just because they're more disarray that they don't even know what's going on. Now, I will restate what I've always stated since Thaddeus came on as a council member, that Thaddeus will eventually become the best city councilman that the city's ever seen. And he's finally feeling his own. And as odd as it sounds for me to say, what Thaddeus did last night was an act of bravery, because we have a vindictive police department, and you have a former law enforcement officer that is the mayor. And when you cross that thin blue line, they come after you. And I was kind of in jest saying that we should pray for Thaddeus, but we really should.
So you really believe he will be or could be targeted, and people have been?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
so what I mean by targeted, at this moment, we don't have any clue, or we don't have any thought that Thaddeus is doing anything illegal. But if he continues to push against and cross that thin blue line, if he would ever have a interaction with a police officer or law enforcement, I believe their discretion won't be the same with Thaddeus because he crossed the thin blue line versus their discretion with someone else.
With 3 minutes left to go, because people will cite this to is they will cite this to Ayers Ratliff, and I'm not saying that that should not be discounted, but what other cases has this ever happened? Where have we ever seen this before?
So, as far as going through the legal process, I can't point to anything. But I felt it. Judge Edwards felt it.
Well, how have you felt it? Explain that to me.
So, when I first came back to council, I owned a property on Main Street, and I said some things and did some things that really didn't agree, the police department didn't really agree with, and then all of a sudden I find myself getting notices for the condition of a property that I owned on Main Street, and we'll leave it at that.
So you believe that, are accusing our police department of absolutely targeting people in this city who are in office because of the way they vote?
The way they vote, the way they conduct themselves, and the way what they say. Absolutely.
Now,
there are good officers, but there are some that are in power, and they, in my view, they're a little bit power drunk. And they feel they're untouchable, and they forget the fact that they're law enforcement. They're not law creators.
Now, and just two quick questions. So just to be clear on this, you're laying that at the police chief, the sheriff, and the mayor?
Yes, I would say that at one time or another, yes.
Okay. Now, the other question I do have is in regard to the mayor, because he's had an interesting year. We still don't have the plan back from the financial plan back from the state. That's supposed to come back later this month.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, what do you, it has come back, or?
It makes no sense to me, just thinking it through logically, that they set a deadline to get the second attempt in, and then now all of a sudden the state doesn't care to respond. It doesn't make sense to me.
So what do you think's happened?
I think they got an answer back, and they're just lying about. They probably got a third try, or some other things they have to threshold they have to cross before the state says yes, you are on the correct path.
Well, final question here this morning. You are passionate about these flock cameras. You have seen what's developed now. You didn't watch the meeting last night. Do you think you'll attend a meeting in regard to this? Speak as a citizen.
So, I don't know if I could drag myself in there to watch. I do not watch them live stream, and I don't think I can go and be in the present in an actual meeting at City Hall, because I don't know if I can sit there and keep my mouth shut. And I don't want to go to the stand and say anything, because I'm a former council person
I don't think that's my place to do that.
Well, we'll have to get you, because this wasn't enough time this morning, we'll have to get you in here sometime soon and see where this goes in the next week or so.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Jason.
Yep, see ya.
Bye-bye. Former 3rd Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber helping shine some light on what's going on here with these flock cameras. Now, that's an interesting ripple in where we are. Apparently, Thad, if you're listening, I know you listen from time to time, or hopefully you listen every day, your motion is still up there, and if you really want to do it, you can press it to be voted on by council and just skip the committee, apparently is what I heard. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I would drive the my producer crazy sometimes. We always had to start with the same thing.